Okay, this is Parak Hay Nilchos Sheila Figadon, continuing with cases of responsibility of a Shomer. Let's say someone has money and that money was designated for to be given to the poor or to redeem people who are captured. And let's say the person who's in charge of watching it, he's negligent and the money's stolen. Potter. So he's actually off the hook. Why? Shenemar Lishmor, right? He has to look on it. He has to watch it. Lola Chalek Laniyim, but not necessarily to distribute it to the poor. And this is considered money that what it called no one has any really claim as being their own. Even if robbers come along, and he went ahead and saved himself by giving the money that was designated for the poor to them to rescue himself, Potter. Because there's no greater redemption of captives than this. It only applies when this money is not set aside for a particular group of aniyim or captives. Let's say it's set aside for this specific group of aniyim or this specific group of captives, right? Who cuts its lahen, and he is what he called he is responsible for them. It's set aside for them. And then has money that has claim against it. Bishalem, he has to pay in pasha if he was negligent. Or yishavo, he has to make a shvua shalo pasha derech l'shomrim. If he wasn't negligent, he has to make a shvua that he wasn't. Halacha base, hamafkid etzel chaver mamon okelim chashuvin. Let's say a person entrusts something very valuable, money or something very valuable, like a very valuable baseball card, to another person. Ubalav ganavim, and robbers come along with kadam v'nasalhem apikadam hatzatzmo, and he preempts them, so to speak, and gives them, let's say, the baseball card to save himself. Im haya amuch hubam mamon. So if what it called if he's a person who is considered to be wealthy, then he's on the hook. Because we can assume they came after him because he was wealthy. And therefore, he's saving himself with his friend's money when he could save use his own money. But let's say he's not considered known to be wealthy. Then we can assume they only came there to steal the object. Therefore, he's exempt. Let's say a person entrusts fruit or a glass to somebody else. The gun will be fun of. Robbers come along and steal it right in front of him. And if he yelled out, then people would have come and saved it. Since he didn't make any noise, he's considered negligent. Therefore, he has to pay back for what was lost. Let's say a person gave money to another person to watch, one of them 100 bucks, someone 200. But each one then returns and makes a claim that he's the one who gave him 200 bucks. The watchman says, he doesn't know which one. So therefore, each one has to make a shvua that they went ahead and gave him 200 bucks. And he can collect the money that he claims as such. Then he has to give 200 each. And therefore, the watchman loses out on 100 since he's negligent. Because what did he have to do? He has to write the name of each person that each person's money on, let's say, the wallet that was given to him. Let's say two people brought 300 bucks in like a single envelope. And they come back and they make the claim. And each one says the 200 bucks is mine. No sin man alzeh, man alzeh, gives one minute to each one. Vasharia munach etzo adalam. And he keeps the rest forever. Oh, ach yoda echal chaver. Or until another one acknowledges the other person's claim. Sharia omer lahem, because he can say to them, kemashar isi she'en atem makbin in zelzeh. Since I could tell each one wasn't really careful with each other, vebesim akrachachad, he burned under one envelope. Lo yitarchani atzmi le devil iskor tamme mi bala mea mi bala zayim. I wasn't too careful to know who had the $100 and who had $200. Vechein, so to him, hifkido etzlo shnei kelim. Let's say two people came along and they gave two vessels, one big and one small. Each one says, "Omer anihu bala gadol." Each one says, "No, I'm the one who owns the larger, let's say, vase." Bala gadol. And then Shomer says, "I'm not sure which one." Yishavu shtam. Each one, both of them have to make a shvua. Vitam gadol echamhem, and then he gives the bigger one to one of them. Udmei gadol l'sheni, and the amount, the value of the second. The value of the big one to the second person, but the shomer keeps the small one. And let's say they bring it in what they call it, in one, let's say, box. So then the katan goes to one of them and the money goes to the other. And the rest remains by him, either forever or until one acknowledges the other's claim. Let's say Tubim will make a claim of one object that is their own. Ze'omer anihu ba'al pikadon, ze'omer anihu anihu. Each one says they're the owner of the entrusted object. Ve'shomer echa mikem hu, and the shomer says, I know it's one of you two, but I'm not sure which one. Mihu, you shall their names. Got to pay both. Ve'chein shnayim she'shkidu shtei behemos etzel ro'ah. Let's say two people left two animals by a shepherd, umesa achasmen, and one of them dies, ve'inyodea shalmi haisen, and he's not sure which one of the two died, yishalmash name, he's got to pay back both. Ve'mifkido be'edro, shalomi daito. Let's say they place it in his flock of sheep without telling him, meniach behema b'neam, he leaves what he called, he puts one animal between them, mistalek, and he's out of the situation, b'tiyam munachas, and it stays with him, achiyode echalach ve'ero, until one of them acknowledges the other's claim, o achiyotsu l'chalek osa, unless they want to split it up. Halacha, hey, hamafket peros etzel chavero. Let's say a person entrusts fruits to his friend. Harizelo yarvem mipiros. You shouldn't mix those fruits with his fruits. Avar ve'irav. Let's say he did so. Yachsho kama hayapikadon. He's got to work out exactly the quantity that was given to him of the produce. Ve'irav kama chaser and how much is missing. A kol. Ve'yachsho chisar napikadon. Ve'itano achar yishishava. He should return basically the amount that he works out by the loss for this produce and give it to the guy after he makes a shua. Nistapik mehen. Let's say what he called, he didn't know how much of this, the mixed quantity he used. Okay, so now he has to subtract the norm that's remaining from the produce. For example, for wheat and rice, he should minus out 4.5 kaven for every kor. When it comes to barley and to millet, it should be 9 for each kor. Lakosman, Lazara Pishtan, Bigibola, Bul Oresh, Enokalov. So these are like spelt and other types of legumes. Shoshan the whole core, that's 3 son for every core, should be reduced. And this is the amount you should do for every situation. This only applies when the original measurement was done at harvest time and it was returned during the time that things are harvested. Let's say he measured it out at the harvest time, but he returned it during the rainy time. He doesn't take out the missing part because those are considered to be extra. So basically, again, he can deduct the 6 of wine and 3 lugin for every 100 lug of oil that's given to him, et cetera, et cetera. If the oil was filtered out, then he can't make any deductions for any of the wine filtered part that's at the bottom. But if they're old containers, he should not make any deduction at all. Okay, lachavav hifket etzel perosh einon medudin. Let's say the guy left him fruits that were not what they call measured out. To shomer ve'irvani perosay mixed them with his other fruits v'lo madadan, and the watchman and the watchman didn't measure when he mixed them all up. Then a raise of is considered negligent. Bal dekod omer kafaka hayu. The owner of the fruit says this was the amount of produce I gave to you. V'shomer omer eni yodea, and the shomer says I don't know how much there was. Yishalem below shua, he pays back without a shua. Shari chayav atzel b'tashlumim because he's obligated in paying back. V'eni yodea kamahu chayav. He's not sure exactly how much he owes. And therefore, he's in a situation where he's chayv in a shua that he can't really make. This is how his Rabbanim and Rav Yosef paskin. So too, any situation where a watchman's chayv to pay. He says, I'm not sure how much money I have to pay back. And the Balaam say, no, we know exactly how much you're supposed to get back. So then they have to go ahead and he takes without a shvua, it's as long as the situation where we can assume the correct amount. And the shomer has the right to put in a cherem against anyone who tries to take more than was owed. How do we know this is the lacha? Hego atzmacha, consider this. Shehifkid etzlo kis malazuvim. Let's say the owner gave a wallet full with gold coins to somebody, upashabo, and he was not careful with it. By the moment, the owners can say, "Masayim dinar hayu." They can say 200 dinar in there. I knew there were dinarim in there. I don't know how much there was. So therefore, it's as if the claim is being issued for 200. And behodolo mixas, and the watchman's acknowledging that some of that money was there. And he says, "The rest, I'm not sure about." He must give him shua and yochali shava. But he can't make a shua because he doesn't know the precise amount, and therefore Mishan Kamoshi is bar, and he's going to have to pay back as the Rambam will explain. And finally, Alach Zayin. Whoops. Mace Aviv, let's say a person's father dies, Vinyakl Sak Tsorer, and he gives him a sack that's sealed. Vifkidu Etzel Chavero, and he gives it to his friend. The inheritor gives it to his friend. Upashabo Mafkid, Upashabo, and he was negligent. A Mafkid Omer, So the depositor, so to speak, can say, "Any of the mahayu bo, shemargalosayu bo." I don't know what was in there. It could have been diamonds. And the shomer can say, "Any of the kama ani chay l'shalem." I have no idea how much I have to pay. Shem is chuchus hayam male, male. Maybe it was filled with glass. Shur sadin shani omer b'tainezu shishava hashomer b'takanat chachamim. So the Rambam assumes that the ruling in such a case is that the chachamim would require him to take a shua, she'ena b'shuso, right? What do you call it? That the object is no longer in his reshus. He has to say that he knows for sure it won't be worth more than this amount. And he pays back which he acknowledges. Now, Maisa Be'echa, there was a story once, right? Shehifkid, a person, excuse me, Maisa Be'echa, Shehifkid Sak Tzarer, Eitzel Chaverer, he left a sealed sack with his friend. Poshabo, and he was negligent. Amafkid Omer, what do you call it? The owner says, 1 second. Chul hayubo. He's excuse me. Chali zahav margalos kozbehen. There were like diamonds and gold in there. Hayu bo. Vashomer. And the shomer says, "Any of the shema sigimo chul hayu." I don't know that. That's not true. Maybe there was like metal or sand in there. The amru chacham. The chacham said, "Yishav ba'al pikadon." The owner must make a shua vitol, and he takes v'hush yiton davarshu amud bo or amud nafkido etzel. He makes a shua, assuming that there's a specific amount that he entrusted to him, and he's aware of it, obviously. Why does the owner make this shua? Because the shomer is not chayv shua. Even if he acknowledged, I knew for sure that it was filled with, let's say, worthless things. And the owner says, no, there were diamonds in there. He can make the shua. The shomer can make the shua, but niftar and be pater. Like the case we saw before, where he makes a claim of wheat and it says he acknowledges barley. But the Rambam is going to wait until Hilchos Tam Nitan to really explain the fundamentals here. That ends Parak A, and we will continue with Parak Vav next time.